Welcome everyone to episode 12 of Investor's Journey. On this episode, I wanted to talk about networking. Now, this is a very important subject for me because this is how I got started in real estate. This is truly the way that I've been able to get to where I'm at and how together with John, we have built Prime Homes and we continue to grow Prime Homes. Networking is by far the most important skill that you need to refine as not just as a real estate investor, but as a business owner, period, right? A lot of people focus so much on strategy and, you know, how to do the nuts and bolts of real estate investing. But if you focus on networking and building your network and getting, you know, the information and the contact info to some of the best people in your area, you're going to see that everything else becomes a lot easier to handle because you have a pro that you can reach out to for help. And my experience has been that everybody I've networked with, because of the way I've networked with them, they are always willing to help, right? So right now, the majority of the deals we get is from other investors that they want to partner with us because of our network. So there's really no deal that we can't handle because of this. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter if we've ever done something similar to this. We at least know somebody that has and that is very knowledgeable in that. And we will partner with them on those deals until we gain the necessary knowledge. So networking is extremely important. And I see so many people, and I'm not even exaggerating, over 90% of you are doing this wrong. I mean, it's really sad to see this happen. So let's get into it. Biggest thing with networking is go networking. Number one, you need to be at every networking event possible. And not just real estate related ones. I'm talking about like business related ones. Happy hours where professionals are going, anything that you can be in front of people that could potentially be a good contact for you, you need to be there. You need to get your name out there. You need to get your face out there. And when I started, in New York where I started, there was only like one networking event at the time. Real estate wasn't all that big. The market had just crashed. So there was one and it was like hour and 20 minutes away and it sucked. It was so bad. It was just real estate agents there and man, did they hate investors. And it was a RIA, so it's a real estate investment association, right? And they were just, it was just real estate agents. It was terrible meetup, but I went there, right? It was the only thing I had available. When I got to San Antonio, there were a couple more here. Where I was in New York, it was slightly smaller place. San Antonio, much bigger city. There were more networking events. So I was hitting about 4 to 5 networking events a week. Every night, going to network events, nonstop. And I did this 4 to 5 events for at least the first 2 to 3 years of starting here in San Antonio. It got to the point where a lot of people thought that I was a very seasoned and savvy investor because of how often they would see me. I didn't necessarily correct them. I kind of let them assume whatever they wanted to assume. It was in my benefit. But that is one of the ways that I was recognized a lot. And they just kept seeing me. And I made it a point that every time I would go to one of these, that I would introduce myself to as many people as possible and really try to build a connection, right? Not just like, hi, my name is John, here's my business card. Hi, my name is John, here's my business card. Because seriously, I see a lot of people doing that. I see a lot of people when they go to these networking events that all they do, they're like, we call them business card ninjas. They're just throwing out business cards everywhere. Here's a business card. They didn't even introduce themselves and they're coming to you with a business card. The first thing I do as soon as they hand me one of those is throw it out. Because I'm not a business card collector. You know, this isn't, we're trading here business cards and it's a fun game. So you giving me your business card without me knowing who you are means absolutely nothing to me. You understand? I'm not looking to spam you with anything. I'm not looking to do any of that crap. So it's completely useless for me to have your business card without knowing who you are. So I made it a point to go introduce myself, get to know people. The best way to network is by asking them questions about themselves. What do you do? What are you interested in? What do you like about real estate? How long have you been doing this? You know, what are your goals in real estate? What are you trying to get out of real estate? Because all of these things were helping me get more educated about the real estate market itself based on what people were telling me. I was seeing kind of where the trends were going. So when I would speak to savvier investors and they were telling me, yeah, I love rentals. I want rentals. And I kept hearing that over and over and over. And I was like, okay, there must be something with rentals here, right? So I started looking into rentals more because those were the investors that I was coming across. And now if you go, you see a lot of investors talking about flips and notes, so owner financing. So you go and by having them talk about themselves, it actually makes them like you more. Everybody pretty much likes talking about themselves. And that's just true across any industry. So the more you have them talk about themselves, the more they're going to like you, which is really funny. But it works that way. So you take an interest. And yes, there are going to be a lot of people that you're going to be talking to that, at least for myself, within 2 minutes of talking to them, I'm already looking for an excuse to leave. Like, holy crap, this is going to be a waste of time. But your name is there, your face is there, so you want to always be conscious about your personal brand. So you don't want to be disrespectful or dismiss anybody. And you definitely don't want to jump to conclusions. I've done it. I've been somebody to jump to conclusions just by somebody's appearance or what they're saying. And they've turned out to be one of the best investors I've known so far, right? So it does happen. So don't judge a book by its cover, like they say. But, you know, build connections. And the way you do this is by, again, introducing yourself to everybody. Don't go to a networking event like many people do. Let's say now you have a lot of people that are trying to build their own brands or trying to, you know, get your emails to sell you whatever the hell they're selling. And what they do is they throw like these mixers that they give like a free drink tickets, free food, free a bunch of shit, right? So it's like they'll get like 100 to 200 people showing up to these things. Now you have a bunch of people there. The majority of them are freeloaders. It's because there's a lot of free shit there. So they're going there to get everything they can free. They're not real investors. They're never going to be real investors. They're just people looking for a free drink, some free food, and just have a good time. So how do you determine which people are the freeloaders and which people are the real investors that you want to talk to? The only way to do this is by talking to everybody. So when you're there, you need to work the room. Don't go get your drink and your free food and sit in a chair in a corner and wait for somebody to come to you. This is your business. You want to be successful in this. You need to go out there. You need to introduce yourself. But even if there's a conversation of 4 or 5 people there and they're having a great time, cut in. That's why everybody's there. You're there to network. Stop being so intimidated, thinking, oh, I'm going to sound stupid, or I'm going to, you know, I don't know what to say, or, you know, they look like they know each other. I can't. No, everybody's there to network. At least they should be. So if you butt in and they make you look stupid because they're not there to network, then they're the idiots, not you. Because everybody goes to the networking events, at least should go to the networking events, to network. So you just, even if you're new and you don't know what you're going to say or what to say, that's how you introduce yourself. You say, hey, I'm John. I'm very new to real estate, very eager to get started. Do you guys mind if I just kind of stand in here and see what you guys are talking about? A lot of times, and I'm talking about 19 out of 20 times, they're going to take you in and they're going to start asking you questions. They're going to start trying to help you out. Like, what do you like about real estate? What are you looking to get out of it? How can we help you? You understand that there's a lot of good people in this business, and there's a lot of good people out there that are looking to help out. But the only way you're going to find them is to actually come out and introduce yourself. There's another networking event that I attend occasionally, where my business partner, John, does the market updates. And in this networking event, they do free food at the beginning. And it's good food. It's a lot of food. And what do people do? Same thing. They get there, get their plate of food, pick a chair, and they don't move the whole time they're there. That's just the biggest waste of time. I mean, are you really that hungry? Holy crap, what are you hungry for? Food or success? You understand? I go to these things, I never have time to eat. You know, if anything, I'll get a drink and that's about it. But I never have time to eat, because if I have to go serve myself, sit down and eat it, I'm losing so much time that I could be networking. Like, it's just completely pointless. You know, I'll eat when I get out. I'll eat when I go home. I'll get a snack before getting there. Like, don't go for the food. Go for the potential of the network that's there. So the best thing to do is just, you get there, start working the room. And don't, this is the one thing that pisses me off the most. You made a friend. Great. You go to another networking event. Your friend's there. What do? You find out your friend. You pull them aside, and you guys spend the whole time talking together. What the hell is the point of that? If you really want to talk to your friend, set up a time later to sit down and talk to your friend. You understand? Speak to different people, people you don't know. Get to know different people. Get to know other investors, because this is how you're going to get to know different strategies, how the market is doing. That's where I get the pulse of the market the most, is by going to these networking events. And that's what I did. There was a time this year that it had been months since I've been to a networking event, because I just had my head down and was just working. And it got to a point where I was like, all right, you know, I have a couple things set up and everything's going good. And I started attending these networking events again, because now I'm going back in it and I'm looking, I'm like, all right, what are you guys are working on? You know, who are the new players coming in? What are they looking for? And that's how I get a pulse of the market. That's how I see what are investors looking for? What are the troubles they're having? Because wherever an investor's having a problem, that's your opportunity for a solution. That's where, if one investor's having an issue, chances are all investors are having the same issues, or at least a large majority of them. So if you can solve that issue, you can start making good money, right? That's how we solved that's how we got started. By attending all these networking events, one of the issues I found was lead management. There were so many savvy investors doing a lot of marketing, and at the time you could send out 1,000 postcards and you would get hundreds of calls, right? And they couldn't handle all of them. They couldn't handle all the calls. They couldn't handle all the properties. So what we started doing was we started doing lead management at the time. We're like, all right, well, I don't have the money to do marketing, but if you can get the marketing going, I'll take the phone calls. I'll go to the properties. So we started doing that for a bunch of people. And again, a problem they had, we found the solution. But the only way we did this was through networking, was getting out there and talking to people. And even if you go, and this happens to me a lot, that I'll go to a networking event and I have some people that know me, and they'll try to pull me aside and talk to me, just because, again, maybe they feel awkward being there or whatever it is. And I tell them politely, if you know me, you know I'm very direct. I'm not, you know, I don't know if it's the New Yorker in me, if it's the Hispanic, or people blame it on a bunch of different things, but I tend to be very direct because I want to make sure you're not getting confused. So instead of being very nice about it, about saying, hey, so I need to go to the bathroom and then disappear, which I've done that, I just tell them, look, hey, this is really interesting. I love the conversation we're having right now, but I really came here because there's some people that I want to meet. You know, is it cool if we just set up a time maybe tomorrow to grab some coffee and go over this, right? So, I mean, that is a great way to break up a conversation with somebody that you already know, because maybe you are talking about something cool. Don't get me wrong. There's a lot of times that I meet investors that I know And we pretty much just see each other at these events because we're always working. And they're telling me about something really cool they're doing. I'm like, holy crap, that's interesting. But I don't want to spend the next hour talking to you about this when I already know you. And we can set up a coffee meeting or maybe sit down over a beer or something and go over this new thing that you're working on. Or maybe something that I'm working on. Right? So then that's a good way to break it up. And this has been 100% of the times. Every time I say that, their response is, oh yeah, that's true, me too. Let me get to do some networking. We'll meet up tomorrow. That's it. You're not hurting anybody's feelings. And if you are, I mean, screw their feelings. But that's the biggest thing. You know, you're there to network. You are there to build your network and to do all these things to build your business. Do that. Go to networking events and work the room. Get to know people. Introduce yourself. If you're new, don't be ashamed of saying that you're new. Right now, so many investors like working with new people because they feel that, you know, they can mold you if you want to work with them, right? There's a lot of investors right now that are looking for new people to work on their teams because it takes a lot of work right now to be getting a lead. So if you're willing to work with investors and stuff like that, that you pretty much you're working for an investor, but at least to get the ball rolling and get your education going, if you introduce yourself to the right person, that could be that one person that gets your career up and running. So networking, work in the room, stop talking to your friends, you know, get to know everybody and really get to know them. You know, really just, hey, how are you? My name is John. I'm new to real estate. I'm looking to get started. I've been really interested in wholesaling. You know, what is it that you do? Oh, I buy flips. Oh, wow, that's so cool. What area of the towns do you like flipping? And why do you like that area? And what's the price point? What, do you have any problems? Like, do you have troubles managing contractors? What's your trick there? Just get them talking about themselves. The more they talk about themselves, the more comfortable they get. And a lot of times they share some awesome, awesome information with you. And again, they like you more that way. Everybody likes people that lets them talk about themselves. It's very funny, but it's the truth. So get them talking about themselves, build that rapport, get them liking you. And then once you did all that, that you feel that you can really offer them some value, give them your business card or get their business card and make it a point to reach out to them the next day. If not that day, you know, like get their business card and reach out, be like, hey man, it was great talking to you at this meetup about X, Y, and Z. You know, I really love what you're doing. I like everything that, you know, that you said. Would it be cool if I take you out to coffee and we can see if, how we can work together? You know, don't be like most, at least for myself, this is a personal thing where I get a lot of people, hey, can we get together for lunch so I can pick your brain? No, I'm not that hungry. You know what I mean? Like you're taking up what? You're buying my lunch so you can take an hour or, well, not an hour. I mean, you're usually taking 2 hours of my time. I mean, that's not worth it to me. You understand? So I get it's worth it to you, but what value is that to me? So you got to think about the person that you're trying to ask something from. So then when you reach out to them, what can you offer them? Right? So then don't say, can I pick your brain? Instead say, hey, can I take you out first? I don't like being taken out to lunch because it's a huge killer of my time. But coffee, a beer, those are perfectly fine with me, you know, because I think we can get a lot resolved within half an hour to an hour, you know. But lunch, well, we're waiting for the food and then you're eating and then you got to pay and all the bullshit, like it annoys the hell out of me. But taking them out to coffee or taking them out to a beer, whatever you need that makes you feel more comfortable, and telling them, hey, can we go for coffee so we can see how I can work with you and how can I bring you more value or bring you more deals, or maybe kind of join your team in a way or see how we can work together. Because now the investor's thinking, okay, yeah, I do need help with this. It may be worth it, right? But if you're only telling them, hey, can we get together so I can pick your brain? In their head, it's like, all right, so I'm not getting shit out of this, and this person's gonna ask me a million questions about real estate, you know, and okay, yeah, I get a free lunch, but most of us that are doing pretty well in real estate, we don't need free lunch. We just need more time. So offer that to them. Offer them real value. So to kind of sum all this up, the reason, again, I did this podcast, the reason I'm putting this one together is because I see so many of you doing it so wrong every time I go to networking events. And networking for me and for John as well has been by far the biggest key to our success. And we keep doing this. We got presented with a deal not so long ago about doing a really, really big project. And they're like, hey, you know, would you guys like to get into this? And I have no experience in this, but I was like, yeah, of course. Because I know in my network, I have at least four people that have massive amounts of experience in this. So I know I can tap into that network and partner with them so I can take advantage of this deal, right? And then learn something new from this. But that has come from years of networking, years of building relationships. And trust me, it's relationships. Don't be so greedy where it's like, give me, give me, give me. Give value back. You know, pay it forward. Like, build those relationships with these people, because if not, if all you do is take, trust me, those relationships are going to end really, really quick. So build relationships, take time and network, actually work the room. I know it's uncomfortable. And if it's that uncomfortable for you, that I'm talking about like extremely uncomfortable, you just can't do this at all, go do something else. All right? Because this shit is just not for you. At least not in the business building side of it. Maybe you're good in a different side of it and you need to find somebody that's really good at the networking side. I mean, this is just so crucial that if you can't do it, or at least have somebody on your team that can do it, you're really, you know, it's going to be really hard for you to get any form of success in this business. So I hope this helps. I hope you guys got something valuable out of this. Again, ask any questions, anything you need. Oh, and real quick, one thing, there's been a lot of people trying to sign up to our newsletter that we put out every month, and it has the market updates and news information and everything that's going on in the real estate market. Apparently, there was an issue with the newsletter. So over the past, I believe, 2 months, we haven't captured any of the emails, and we saw, you know, a lot of you guys that try to sign up have it hasn't actually gone through. So that's probably why you guys haven't been receiving the newsletter. So if you haven't been receiving the newsletter, we have it fixed. Go back to our website, primehomes.com, and sign up to the Investor's Digest, and you'll be getting it again every single month. Goes out, and you get the market update and news and a bunch of extra information that should really help you guys out. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and I'll catch you guys on the next one.